The more Mrs. McDonnell, who was not a state official, is tied to the Gibson loans, the more leverage the defense has to say that the former governor did not use his office in exchange for gifts. Maureen's attorney focused on the former First Lady's ex-chief of staff, Mary Shea Sutherland, who not only traveled with her on trips sponsored by Williams and Starr, but also received favors from Williams. This as she sought a new job from him and said she was unhappy in her position. To debunk Williams' claims that his relationship with the couple was mostly business, the defense pointed out that within a roughly two-year period, there were at least 1,200 text, emails, and phone calls between Maureen and Williams, some in the early morning hours. Williams admitted that he communicated with the governor far less and was much closer to Maureen. He said he was trying to get her to market his products and said she never discussed her personal relationship with him. Her attorney wrapped up by reading an email that Maureen sent to Williams when Virginia was rocked by an earthquake. It read, "I just felt the earth move, and I wasn't having sex." At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.